Welcome to Unveiling Reality Podcast, a podcast all about self-growth, self-care, and self-love. This is your host, Anjali. Each week, I come up with different topics, including bits and pieces of my life lessons. If you are interested, tune in each week. So very recently, I had a conversation with one of my Instagram friends about the feeling of unworthiness that I had when I didn't get selected for this coffee club in my college. I always dreamt to be a part of this club, but I didn't get selected for it. I was feeling frustrated and I just felt like I was not enough. After my friend masterfully answered all the questions I asked her, I guess I found all the answers. In today's episode, I'm not going to be talking about something that I usually talk about. What I mean to say is that I'm not going to be talking about self-care, but what I'm going to talk about is actually getting to the root of why you feel unworthy and then how you can start to change this. I want to start by saying that any feeling that you have has first come from a thought. So if you feel unworthy, you have thought that you are unworthy. If you want to get over the feeling of being unworthy, you need to change the way you're thinking about yourself. So if you have experienced things in your past that have made you feel unworthy, this is because you thought that they should make you feel that way. I can explain this a little bit easier by talking about the thought cycle and how everything is interlinked. So for suppose you have a thought. Okay, in this case, the thought is, I am unworthy. Then you'll have a feeling of being unworthy. And then you act in a way which shows yourself you're unworthy. And then you go back to the thought of being unworthy. But the thought has to come from an experience, right? So from this, you can see that the reason you feel unworthy is not because you're unworthy. The reason you feel unworthy is because you have a thought that you're unworthy. I guess you got my point right now. And the reason you thought you were unworthy is because of an experience you had. So, how you should start getting rid of the feeling of unworthy is to understand why you're feeling unworthy. If you look back into your past and think, why do I feel unworthy? You start to unravel your thoughts and feelings and you can start realizing that these are not necessarily true. Because thoughts are not actually facts. We just have all these thoughts, but we never really give the time to actually think about these thoughts, if they're really true or if they are something that you're making up in your head. They're just thoughts and feelings that you created within yourself, which now make it feel like you are unworthy. This can be a little hard to understand at the beginning, but the more that you question these thoughts and feelings, the more you can understand they're not that true. So it's important that you challenge your thoughts. I want you to think about the thoughts that you're currently having about being unworthy. Now I want you to think, where did these thoughts come from? Did you have an experience within your life that made you feel unworthy? And the answer is probably yes, because that's only the reason that comes up when you are feeling unworthy. Then you can look at the experience and ask, does that experience actually dictate if I am worthy or not? I mean, does that have like a potential to define what I am and what I'm not? And the answer will be no, because you are worthy as you are. It does not matter what has happened in your past. Your past does not define you in the current moment. The only reason that you're feeling unworthy now is because you have attached yourself to the past experiences. You have attached to the thoughts and feelings that you had after these experiences. And because you have repeated them over and over within your mind, you believe that they are actually true. The sense of unworthiness plays into so many people's lives every single day. We are taught to believe that we have to earn everything, and if we don't get what we are truly after, it's because we aren't enough. I mean, I'm sure you relate to this. And that is why the vicious cycle of self-loathing or self-sabotaging or perfectionism comes up. The truth about unworthiness is that it's simply not real. Your ability to achieve your desires has got nothing to do with your worthiness. And it's everything to do with your thoughts, actions, and beliefs. You were given this exact life for a reason. And every aspect of it has been placed into your presence on purpose. None of it has anything to do with whether you feel unworthy or worthy or not. We all have the capability to do the things we want to do, to be the people we want to be, and to create the lives we wish to. And the way to get over the feeling of being unworthy is to start choosing to feel worthy. You do this by starting to choose better thoughts and feelings. And you do this by treating yourself better and repeating some positive words or affirmations if you believe in them. I mean, why can't we switch to positive affirmations when we are switching to negative affirmations every often time? Rather than allowing your mind to just repeat negative affirmations throughout the day, things like, I am unworthy, I am worthless, I don't love myself, I am not enough, these aren't some great things to do. And if you have grown up hearing bad things about yourself, it's going to be hard to tell yourself something different. I understand. But you need to make sure that these thoughts are not your own. You need to ask yourself, why are you telling yourself these negative things? You wouldn't say that to a friend. You wouldn't say that to a small child. Why do we always treat ourselves the most poorly and give so much to other people? So we have to take some time to consider why we are feeling these ill-gotten feelings about ourselves and actually explore where these thoughts are coming from. So, what I'm asking you is just to start to give yourself the love and care that you're actually needing and craving. And when you do this, you start to build up this beautiful energy and you start to feel a lot more worthy because you are, and you start to feel a lot more loved. And eventually you'll realize that you can choose to feel worthy. And the more you practice this, the easier it will become. So you just have to practice saying good things to yourself over and over again because you're just speaking truth here. You're speaking something good about yourself, which is actually true. So why do you shy off from speaking good things to yourself? So all it takes is small steps. You have to practice looking at things from the past and realizing that they don't define who you are today. You did not feel unworthy straight away in your life. It's the negative thoughts that you had that made you feel this way. So the more you think about these negative thoughts over and over, the more unworthy you'll feel. So you won't feel any better because you're not changing the way that you're thinking, right? So to actually get over the feeling of being unworthy, you need to start creating new practices for yourself, and you need to start making some sort of changes in your life that makes you feel worthy and also makes you feel good, because you deserve to feel good. And these practices will be different for everyone, right? Because we are all different. So ask yourself, what do I need to feel worthy? What do I need to feel good? And all these beautiful questions. And write down these answers. Don't tell them to yourself in your head. Just write them down because that has a lot more potential. So it might be something like, you need people to encourage you or support you. So once you start writing out things and you find your answers yourself, and the biggest reason why you're feeling unworthy is it is because of the comparison track. We spend a lot of time looking at the other people, reading about other people, wishing we had their life, and making the amount of money they are making, studying the way they are studying. And if we find ourselves doing this, we need to stop this right at this point and start practicing gratitude for what we have in our life. Our paths are different because we are born to take different paths. We are born to take the paths that we chose to. So why do we have to compare our lives to theirs? No matter how little you have or how worthless you feel, there are a lot of reasons to be happy about the way your life is right now. So if you spend your time comparing yourself to the other people, you'll always wish you had more or could do more. So there can be different scenarios why you're feeling worthless, but sometimes it's really all just in your head. It's a matter of perception. So your feelings of worthiness may be completely unfounded. So let's have a good revision, because I'm sure this episode was a little confusing for you to really understand. Point number one, notice that you're feeling this way. Point number two, try to pinpoint moments in your past that might have created these beliefs for you. Point number three, reframe your stories of the past. Point number four, be mindful of your thoughts. Point number five, switch to positive affirmations. And lastly, be gentle with yourself when releasing them. I hope this episode helps you release any of the feelings that might be holding you back from things that you truly desire in life. I want you all to know that you're worthy of your authentic dreams, desires, and goals. Please remember this always. Thank you so much for taking out the time to listen to this episode. I love the care that you're showing to yourself to actually listen to this episode till the end and understand how you can get rid of these feelings. I'll get back with another episode. And till then, thank you so much. Have an amazing month of August. Thank you so much for joining me this week on Unveiling Reality Podcast. This means a lot. You can subscribe to our show on iTunes or follow our podcast via Spotify, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, I would appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you would simply tell a friend about this show, that would help me out too. Thank you so much. Have an amazing week.